This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Steve Willie. We are live with Mission Impossible this month, doing another live watch party because, quite frankly, we're a little bit lazy. We don't want to put the prep work in. We are podcasters who just want to sit around and watch weird, strange wrestling and then tell you about it so you can listen as we go along. And I am super excited to say that we're super excited, actually, to tell you that we have our original gang of misfits with us this evening. First off, we're going to... where should I go first? Let's go to Michigan, where this is one of our members of the Core Four, Mr. Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to announce I have accepted a position as the White House Communications Director. And hang on, I got a text. Oh, I've been fired. All right, great, cool. Good to know.
I will never forget the Jordan Duncan run as the Communications Director.
Did you lose your family in the interim? Did you lose your wife and child in that quick minute there?
No, but I did try to do what Steve Bannon does.
So you've got the neck.
We're getting real political tonight.
So you've got the neck brace going on, right?
Yes, and a back brace too.
There's several methods. Scoliosis of the spine. So the other voices you've heard, breaking the Will from Texas Cardinal rule, first off, returning since the first couple episodes, back, we're happy, the managing editor of Place to Be Nation, the boss in the ivory tower, the other member of the Core Four, Brad Woodling. How are you doing, Brad?
Guys, I'm doing great, and I am just here to giggle in the background underneath the jokes to cue in the audience on when they should laugh along also. So I am looking forward to this.
Well, I mean, that is good that you're here to do that, because after our last episode, we did receive our first ever complaint. So we can go over that during the show proper.
We'll save it. I'll preface it to the group and maybe anyone that's listening that feels anxious with that. What wasn't a complaint is more of a clarification to understanding exactly what the hell this is going on with, going on and when what – the write-up and whatnot. So we'll get to that. That's a good teaser.
And I would like to say ahead of time that we are going to handle that correctly by just doubling down.
Yes. Tripling down maybe even. We'll see how
it
goes.
That's the hope.
This is a long match.
And our other good friend who's been with us for every single episode, I believe, Mr. Glenn Butler, my brother and cat.
Oh, yes. Oh, we all have our fur friends, don't we? I am very glad to be here. I'm very glad that we're doing this again. Glad to talk to you guys. Please clap.
Please. to cue the audience in, that's what happens when Brad tries to throw jokes at Glenn's way and no one responds to me. Then I go, please clap. Please, guys, that was witty. This plays to a bigger audience. Please validate me.
We'll be hearing that later in the show, I bet.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
So I know we're live watching, but can we also double this as a support group? I'm not sure if Glenn was, but they're burned by the allure of a Super Nintendo that slipped from our grips not so long ago.
I think it is important to talk about that three of the four people on this podcast had pre-ordered at Walmart the Super Nintendo Classic, since I believe all of us were shut out of the original Nintendo Classic.
Yes, that's correct.
The excitement that I had to be able to play games I had never played in my life. I had not played one of those games before. I had the Sega Genesis. My friend had the original 8-bit, and he got Super Nintendo before I was able to play it. And then to have that email come 3 days later.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
You know, I listened to a couple gaming podcasts, and everybody has talked about it because all of those people got the same alert, or they followed the same people on Twitter with gaming deals, and everybody had a pre-order, and everybody had it canceled. And I had mine canceled right away over some bullshit, like, incorrect billing payment info. And I thought maybe they were just pruning people that had just signed up for an account to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, whatever. But I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay that Jordan pre-ordered an hour after you, and he's still going to get one. I'm okay with this. I just want my friends to get one. I'll find one. And then everybody got canceled. And it was – I, in fact, was even planning on what I was going to do with my Star Fox 2 reproduction card, because I was like, oh, I'm going to sell this now because I will have the full complete game. I don't need this anymore. This is very exciting. So, alas, we did not get one.
Earthbound will have to wait.
I was telling my wife about it, and she just laughed, of course. She doesn't care. And then my six-year-old, who had no idea that, he doesn't even know what a Super Nintendo is. That's, like, so before his time. And had no idea that I had planned on trying to get one of these. So he heard Nintendo, brightened up, and then heard I didn't get it, and then just shut down and started crying. Within, like, a 15-second span,
the whole range of emotions.
You could just see the tears welling up in his eyes. And so he has told me that he's buying a Switch for Christmas, but don't tell anyone.
All of us pre-ordered and had a few glorious days where we thought we had it, then it was taken from us, except Glenn. So Glenn, weigh in. Do you think it's better for us to have loved and lost, or to have never loved at all?
Well, that depends on what you did with your sorrow and your grief, and what you did with your exhilaration and your joy. I saw a lot of it play out in our chats. I mean, I would like to say that I want to be here for you as your friend during this time of strife. All of you and Todd Weber, all the love in the world.
Thank you. Now, I will say, to give everybody some peace of mind, Nintendo has said, even though they're just going to produce these through the end of the year, and in general, people may ask, why would they do that? Well, that's generally how licensing works, right? You have to pay a certain amount, and you have a small window, because this is a lot of different companies that they're licensing to play these games.
And then they go in the Disney vault.
That is an example similar. They have said that they would – that production will be substantially more than what it was for the NES Classic, which was very hard to find, that you can still get for four times the markup online still. And Target and Walmart have both said that they will do pre-orders, and they didn't do it for the NES Classic. So there's some hope out there, guys. Keep hope alive.
Peace and love. Well, and speaking of love, something that we love to do together as a group and why we're all here is to watch wrestling, and not just any wrestling, but stuff that's outside the norm, stuff that is outside your corporate WWE wrestling. And we like to call that Mission Indie Possible. We look all over the world, even within the United States, but especially all over the world, for stuff we really enjoy, stuff maybe we've heard about and never got to see. Maybe specific wrestlers that we've enjoyed, and looking at some of the alternative matches they've done before they made it big. But what we've really found that we like is just putting on a random odd show, watching and commenting over it, Mystery Science Theater style, generally. And today is no exception. We had fallen in love with the DDT promotion, and we had recommended to us by a person who shall not be named this early in the show, the DDT Pro Wrestling Tokyo Dome show. Ooh. And this was this year. It is very current. On June 1st of 2017, we have scoured the interwebs to find it. Of course, it's probably best to say to get this on DDT Universe, which is a streaming service, which similar to New Japan, I believe. Brad, help me out here. Is it a $9.99 thing, or is this one $7.50?
It may be a little bit less, but still a pretty good deal. And I've heard they bill like the beginning of the month, so like you got to get in to get the most bang for your buck. You can't sign up like the 30th. You'll get double, charged right away the new month goes. So depending on when this goes up, keep that in mind. But yes, it's a good service from what I've heard. I believe one of our friends who we'll talk about later may have it.
Yes. So we will put the link into the post on Place to Be Nation. In the meantime, we will cue this up. We have a picture of Minoru Suzuki. So already we know somebody who's going to be in here, and we are familiar with one person. We do go in this blind. We just know what the title is. We know what the promotion is. And that is about it. We know that the Tokyo Dome exists. That is another thing we know.
We do. True. Confirmed. And I also am going in blind. I know a lot of people say I'm the Randy Savage of podcasts, but I truly did not even look up the opponent's
name. Nobody says that.
Everybody says it nowadays that I am the Randy Savage of laying out a podcast, you know, get my work, my jokes in. I'm going in blind also here.
This is like that Seinfeld episode where George tried to give himself a nickname. T-Bone won't stick, Brad. T-Bone won't stick.
It is quite the coincidence that we came
Jordan
together.
Jordan had to explain the joke out for everybody, but I'm glad that he got it.
It is a coincidence that we've met, Brad, because I've always been known as the Scary Sherry of podcasting.
Okay.
So we are all queued up. Are you guys all set to go?
Yes.
All right. We will get on our knees and pray to the internet gods.
And Steve, just real quick on the link. This is redtube.com. Is that correct? Do I have the right window up?
I do.
No, wait. Do not go to redtube.com. Do not do that. It's rutube.ru.
Yes.
Russian YouTube.
Are there any Tokyo Dome shows on RedTube?
You know what? That's another show. That's on the
Let me check here. All right. Let's come back. 3, 2, 1.
Last thing I will say that I am known as the Randy Savage of RedTube.
Well, hopefully you guys are all on a standing still screen of Minoru Suzuki.
Mine is HD, though. Yes. It's really good quality.
Well, hopefully, yes. The thing that I want to see, just from knowing the title and what metadata I could glean from just this screen, because obviously no research, no gods, no masters on this show, Street Wrestling in Tokyo Dome is the name of the show. So I'm wondering, did they install streets inside of the Tokyo Dome?
This is a good question. Yeah, we are still, I believe this is going to, I think we're going to have an opening screen for quite a while.
About 3 minutes and 3 minutes and 15 seconds or so.
Yes. Are you guys ready to fast forward?
Yes,
let's fast forward. The first time ever on a Mission Impossible, the joint fast forwarding section.
That's fine, because mine's been frozen since we tried to start watching, so I can just refresh.
Oh, we're already off to a great start. What time are we fast-forwarding to here?
We will fast-forward to 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and try this again.
This is riveting audio.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys on a blank screen of a baseball field?
Yes, we are. We have the catcher, the umpire cam here. As you can see, the Tokyo Dome set up for baseball.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we have... Whoa. I just heard Stone Cold Steve Austin's music play.
We have a referee.
I'll wait for you guys to catch up here.
Okay, we're panning around the baseball field. There's the referee Brad mentioned, so I think I'm a little behind.
I'll pause for a minute here.
Yeah, well, if you need to catch up a little bit.
Oh, quick zoom on. Oh, gosh, I think that's a wrestler.
Yes.
He's whipping up the audience that isn't there.
He is going to each corner of the baseball diamond to climb up and posture for the crowd here.
That's a lot of running.
They are athletes.
I'm quite excited that there are no fans in the building. Oh, wait, I stand corrected. I see three down the third baseline.
They may have been crashing the party. I think this is supposed to be an empty stadium, obviously by design. That is not a startling take. there are no fans there.
Now, does anyone know who this is? Besides a Stone Cold ripoff?
Do we want to call him Stone Cold? I was just going to say, I don't know if I have a nickname for him yet.
It is the most obvious. It's what they're going for.
True, he is dressed like Stone Cold.
Yeah, and his music had the glass breaking and
if I know anything about Japanese wrestling where they imitate American wrestlers, it could be Stone Cold Hard Gay.
That,
is that a thing?
That, well, Razor Ramon Hard Gay, that was a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a lot of people say that the Stone Cold character turn in 2001 was unsuccessful. I think it would have been better if he had tried to go with Stone Cold Hard Gay.
This is, if I'm recollecting, it's his buddy. I want to say it's Takagi. I don't remember his first name. And I don't know a lot of DDT wrestlers, but
we have a very slow jazz theme going on right now.
As like my video is finally working.
Stone okay, Cold next. Lies in wait.
We're around the 6 minute mark here as here comes right. Minoru.
Yep.
And he's got the never weight belt with him.
I will say,
Minoru legitimately scares me.
Yeah,
Big Dave Meltzer is a huge fan of Minoru's theme music.
It sounds like 70s AM love song.
Well, Dave Meltzer is like straight out of the 70s, so that seems about right.
He has the most like 180 entrance music for a guy. It's very light, angelic. The crowd sings along at a point, and then he just beats the shit out of you and kicks young boys and is an animal. So the music is totally for Suzuki Gun, that is, of course. But he's got his whole ordeal here. He's got the towel on.
I did like he was trying to get the crowd going for him, wanting to sing along with him.
And, when he got to that part of the song, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this Vince Russo's dream production because they didn't even need a ring?
It could be, but there are
Asians
from foreign lands without racist gimmicks attached to them.
Well, I don't know.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, guys.
What do you think of that in the context of a Stone Cold Hard Gay over here?
They're slight waiting.
Now, are you
technical update? I am off the Microsoft Surface and back to my iPhone.
Oh, who's hello?
Yes, we what? Have a. Is this Aja Kong?
I think it might be.
I almost said that myself, Steve. Let's
see. Oh, we're in the ballpark. Do we have to sing the national anthem?
Oh my goodness.
Steve, how's this working out?
This is... I
got a random YouTube pop-up ad song there in the middle, like when you watch on YouTube and they do breaks.
Can you hear the music coming through?
I can, yeah.
It is. Seemingly...
Oh, I hope they fight during it. Please.
Oh, I hope she gets into the match. Oh, come on, Aja.
Here they come for her.
She's acting like the ref, trying to keep him apart while she just finishes the damn song.
Jeez.
Oh, she's getting very angry. The passion in her voice.
No, she didn't put on her best suit to be disrespected.
The best part is she just keeps on singing, too.
She's a pro's pro.
Total professional. The Randy Savage of national anthem singers.
That was a Roseanne Barr-esque screech by her there as she's getting to these... This part of the song. That is a early 90s callback to her national anthem.
So, you know what I already want to see in this match? I want to see an Irish whip where the guy just runs all the way to the outfield and hits the wall and comes bouncing back. Or he just rounds first.
I mean, he has to run to the wall. I can't suspend my disbelief and think that he would stop before that.
Right.
Well, maybe it's like in the video game where if you Irish whip someone and they're out of stamina, they just do the flare flop.
True.
They just fall to their face. Minoru Suzuki trying to get a nice clap going in an empty arena match.
Although they will have to go over to the wall if anyone wants to do like a flying spot.
True.
Are you guys a little disappointed there's only one referee? I mean, DDT aren't there usually a whole cadre of them?
Yeah, where's those two teenage boys that are always at all these shows that we watch? That are just like shouting into megaphones and stuff.
The ring announcers, the twins.
Yeah.
They're administrating their apartment building, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Probably handling all the lawsuits that Kota Ibushi's brought on their company.
You know what? They deserve it for bringing that man into their building.
Yeah. Right away, crossface. Get to the base!
He's safe!
But he broke. He's safe. He's on the base. He's got to break the hold.
Oh, my gosh.
How many photographers do we have for this match?
Now,
Suzuki's breaking and smiling there.
I would not say this is a match that you would want to introduce a new fan to, because not only do they have to learn pro wrestling, they may have to learn the rules of baseball, too.
We'll see.
You know? Hey, if either of these guys hits a pop-up fly, I think we'll be doing very well.
I chose to explain to my wife what we were going to be watching tonight, and she just shook her head and turned on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I explained it and actually went into detail on what it was we were watching, and she's like, well, I am going upstairs. Have fun with that. And I was like, yes. That was great to see the one time you have full disclosure.
Well, different perspectives.
Exactly.
So the initial bumps have all been on the dirt.
Yeah, they're getting extremely dirty here. Mm-hmm. Oh, not the dreaded half crab, but can he get to the base?
He's close to the base. This could be a four corners match, too. We just don't really know at this point.
He's safe.
He made it.
Oh, I have watched Suzuki Omega and seeing from this year's G1. And I really enjoyed seeing Omega just, you know, cartoonishly scared of Suzuki, which is what I would be too, only sure. Legitimately scared. And Stone Cold did not seem worried in the least.
Oh, but now he's got a face full of dirt in addition to a body full of dirt.
Yeah.
Right. I saw Suzuki gathering that dirt. I didn't know if he was going to go to the eyes or maybe shove it down his trunks, because that's like the worst place to get a layer of sand.
No, that would be a Kota Ibushi move.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. There are 40 press people compared to the two of them. A lot of people taking pictures. I mean, DDT's not that big a promotion.
Oh, imagine how this pose right here is going to look on the magazine covers, though.
It's true.
Yeah. But this is the Tokyo Dome, and you bring
Is the guy in the blue shirt, is that the ring bell?
Yes.
It is the ring bell, yes.
Awesome, that's great.
He looks like he's dressed like he's in a junior high like dance from 1990s.
Yeah. I don't know,
it also looks like the ring gong.
I don't know, the guy in the blue shirt kind of looks like he's dressed for Yuri on Ice.
Oh, made sure to touch the base before rounding it. When I get called out.
They're walk fighting.
Mm. I know.
Always, always thrilling.
Into the box seats.
This is pretty much how every Suzuki match goes. They do a little in the ring to start, and then he takes him right out, throws him into the chairs, and they do that. But this is, Stone Cold Takagi here with the advantages. Here we go.
This is how every Suzuki match goes. They get to the base to get out of a submission hold and then rub dirt in the guy's eye and then go into the stands.
The dirt.
Everyone I've seen.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
What the heck? Is someone
advertising?
Yeah, someone advertising his website here?
Is this a Chikara show all of a sudden?
It almost is like a super machine type mask.
Yeah.
One of our competitors is trying to sneak in.
DDT Universe. He's advertising it, perhaps.
He's got a belt on.
He's trying to show us the keyboard on your computer you can use to access many websites.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of tubes.
Suzuki is not impressed.
Oh, no.
Don't break the laptop.
Oh, he just kicked him in the bottom.
Well, that's how you get DDT Universe, right? It's a series of tubes.
Yes.
He just unmasked him!
Well, I thought it was going to be Don West.
This is a pretty vigorous art.
A fire extinguisher out of nowhere.
And from a pretty safe distance, too.
It felt as if Suzuki legitimately did not know who that was.
Maybe he was supposed to be stunned, and he was more stunned that he didn't recognize the guy. Stone Cold just leaves. I don't know if he's done or if he's got something up his sleeve.
The green man here will take it from here.
Yeah, the frog machine's taking a beating right now.
Yeah, the Estonian Thunder Frog is here to take the beating.
Are concessions open in an empty? You just make a face at him?
Mm-hmm. This is an homage to Halftime Heat from 1999.
This isn't even walk fighting. This is just walking.
Well, what I like most about this so far is that if you ask Glenn and I to reenact this match right now, I could do it comfortably. Except maybe the big boot was like the only piece that would require
some stretching. I don't know that I could do the walking up the stairs that comfortably.
Yeah, I got kind of a trick knee now, so... I think I might tap out to the half crab.
Oh!
Wait! We got a big old boy here!
There's a lot of people to name so far. So
is this like a Royal Rumble of sorts? I don't...
It's one-on-one, but these guys from DDT keep coming in and messing with...
Because Suzuki's the outsider, yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
These slaps are pretty terrible. TRBL Turbo.
Oh
man. Okay.
Oh,
and down he goes.
And Hulk Hogan is
gone.
Yeah, super porky Hulk Hogan just rolled down the stairs.
He didn't get the memo. Everybody else got light slaps to the chest, even the frog. He got kicked in the head.
Hard times for super porky hard guy.
Oh, good merch.
For the journalists to buy?
Right? All right, let's zoom.
They're setting up for up for a death bump from the upper deck here, right, guys? Yeah. Who's going to jump
off? That's what I'm thinking. Swanton bomb, or I'm disappointed at this point.
Now, Tokyo Dome actually has netting all the way around.
Suzuki spitting disgustingly as he's yelling at the guy.
Yeah, we are high aloft the arena, as one might say.
Oh, they teased this. Oh, here, hello.
Okay, Brad.
Is that an usher?
Is that a liquor backpack, like a beer backpack or a margarita backpack?
I think so. It looks like she's got beer.
So maybe they do have concessions. Oh. They found Suzuki's weakness, alcohol.
He dropped his wallet, though.
He did check for money.
Oh, wow!
Whoa, big boot! Thunderous big boot!
Oh, stunning offense from Beer Girl.
Yeah.
Acting!
She does not offer credit.
I did like it.
The master
Suzuki
thespian.
Checking his trunks for his wallet, but not having it.
I do like the casually placed people, and she's still acting, looking to sell liquor to the invisible stand.
I'm going to go to a Tiger game tomorrow and see if I get a big boot when I order some popcorn and refuse to pay for it.
The Alex Avila less Tigers.
That's fine by me.
Oh, Oh, don't just go back down the stairs. That's cheap.
You ran all the way up there just to get kicked poorly.
And now you get some Attitude Era walking in a headlock. Oh, they switched headlocks.
Oh. It's called chain wrestling, you American wrestling fans. Look it up.
For those keeping score, they did do one slight tease where Suzuki was going to maybe throw him off. You know, it was very, very light.
Briefly,
Hulk's
yes.
back now.
Super Porky Hard Gay is back and is not doing any better and is back down the stairs.
Oh, man, he's taking a stairs.
You know how every... You know how a lot of wrestlers have, like, signature bumps?
That's his.
You know, does he just show up in all of these, you know, walk fighting matches to tumble down the stairs?
After being, like, legit smacked in the face.
Well, that's exactly when you want to fall down some stairs, right?
Right. Suzuki's doing something in there. He's got plans.
Very confusing right now.
Yeah.
Not the best snapmare I've ever seen.
So when we rate this... When we rate this match, I know we do 1 to 10, but since it's in a baseball field, should we do, like, war ratings as well?
Well, Suzuki is definitely a big war...
Yeah, I'm thinking... What?
Oh, Chris Hero?
Sailor Moon?
Cassius Ohno is... who's this Gaijin over here in the...
What is...
Are we having another singing dance party now?
Yeah. Suzuki is not impressed.
I don't think they were there when last we came through this part of the building.
No.
When they're touring
Suzuki
the middle
is
deck
just,
here.
Suzuki is just dripping with sweat.
It helps to wash off the dirt from the pitcher's mound.
Yes. Yeah.
Suppose run fighting is better than walk fighting.
Steve, are you watching with volume? Do we have commentary?
There is.
Yes,
some
there is commentary.
There was a lot of quiet.
I was wondering, are they excited about any of it? Like,
The fire extinguisher was the biggest pop that they gave.
Okay.
There was a lot of quiet before that.
Oh, Billy Kidman? What is going on here?
No, it's Dean Ambrose.
Oh, this guy's a better... Never mind. Oh, he's trying to pay off...
I already think he's a better Ambrose.
Meanwhile...
What is happening?
Minoru is working a hold, and this other guy is trying to pay, maybe to get into the match?
Mm. Oh, that
he
could
breaks
be
the hold, which is a good way to get your ass kicked. Let's see what he takes. Right in the face. That'll
do
it.
Good way to get your face kicked, more like... Oh, Suzuki has the money. He can get liquor now.
Run back upstairs.
You know, I love continuity and callbacks in a match. If he goes up to the upper deck and gives it to the beer girl, that's a plus one star for me right there. I won't forget.
Yep.
Oh, no. Why are we going back down? Come on. Okay, walk fighting is rough. Walk fighting on stairs is even worse. Don't bother the janitor. He's just trying to do his job.
Oh.
At least Billy Kidman, Dean Ambrose is trying to stick around a little
bit. That's no janitor. That's some guy.
I'm sure it is.
Man, he's mad at Ambrose. We've got a totally separate match breaking out here.
Oh, man.
I don't like this. We've got a Japanese table here. How's this going to go?
Both guys are holding him down.
Oh, my goodness. There.
This is how you break up the action in a empty stadium match.
All the money comes shooting out of his mouth.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase should have done that.
A slash off the table. Oh, I'm waiting for it to click off here.
Yeah, mine just ended, so I think I'm a few seconds ahead.
That is part one.
Wow, what a cliffhanger. What room did they go into?
The world may never know. Or we may find out after these messages from our podcast network.
Because?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the pro wrestling only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Welcome back to Mission Indie Possible Live Watch Party Spectacular.
And file.
Please clap.
And clap. Clap your hands. I'm Steve Willey, along with Brad Woodling, Glenn Butler, Jordan Duncan, and a cast of dozens of random people in the Tokyo Dome. We are watching the DDT Street Wrestling in Tokyo Dome from June 1st, 1997? No, 2017. That was a serious mistake on my part. Not even the right century. There are going to be some people really upset about transposing dates.
It's because you're focused on all the Attitude Era guys we're seeing tonight.
That is true. Stone Cold has distracted me, as did Superior Machine.
He casts quite a dark shadow over this entire thing so far.
Indeed. Indeed. A dark shadow. This might be one of the top 10 live watches that we've done. So let's get back into it. We will count you down. We are on part two. We'll count back down in 3, 2, 1. There seems to be a guy in a red jersey.
Yeah, we were heading into a mysterious room when last we broke.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's not a cape.
Photographers blocking the view, which I think they would understand.
Number 10. Right in the way.
Oh, all the sad stuff. Hulk.
Oh, Super Porky that Hard is, Gay is sad.
He's got those kick pads on his boots.
He's taken two stairway bumps so far, more than the two guys in this.
That poor guy had to walk up to like the fifth floor just for that spot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is he sad or is he asleep?
He might be asleep.
He could be asleep.
Reflecting.
Oh wait, no, he's awake. He's just very, very sad. As am I a lot of the time, frankly.
I was hoping they were going into the bathroom, but maybe they're leaving that on the table for later in the match.
Yeah, we got a lot of wrestling left to have here, Brad. Some of it can be in the bathroom.
So is that a knee bar on the stairs?
Yeah, I think so.
Stair-assisted knee bar, Steve. Please use the proper nomenclature.
Mm-hmm. No handrails on the stairs here in the Tokyo Dome. That doesn't seem safe.
Oh, we're back to...
What are the safety regulations like in Japan? Do they have OSHA?
It is very strange that they have the nets all the way around the stadium to prevent fans from getting foul balls hit smacked in their head, but they don't have handrails or safety nets around Super Porky.
Uh-oh, they're coming back to Super Porky, and he's at the top of a flight of stairs, and down he goes.
Another stiff kick.
His back beat red. The poor man.
It's so stupid, but it works perfectly for me. I love it.
You know, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm having a hard time having this match connect with me because that guy was on the upper deck before, and now somehow he's back on the lower deck out of the middle of nowhere here before Suzuki. He's really, really disconnecting me from this contest.
Well, how cool would it be?
There's a good hiding spot right here by Takagi.
He was missing for a long time while we did the table spots with Dean Ambrose, right? So, I mean,
that
he had
true.
Time.
He could have meandered his way down.
I just hope this whole thing ends with him tipping over an ambulance with Minoru Suzuki in it.
See, now I'm just going to be disappointed when that doesn't happen.
Get away! Go away!
So what baseball team plays in the Tokyo Dome?
Oh, Jesus, going for the Gotch pile driver.
The team that Tom Selleck played for in that movie.
Oh, Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, Mr. Baseball, yeah.
I was going to say Mr. 3000, but that was Bernie Mac.
Maybe the Giants? Something Giants? Yeah.
Well, there's the logo right there on the wall, so.
Maybe we could talk about their jerseys and their alternate jerseys that they wore.
Yeah, we should. I'm going to look those up.
That's the ring bell hammer, correct?
That's what we call callback, boys. Oh.
Okay, Stone Cold Hard Gay now enduring punishment with a hammer.
Oh, hello.
It's Tong Po! Tong Po is here!
Uh-oh, we may have more head trauma coming.
I saw a kickboxer. I know what this guy can do.
He can cripple the pistol. Yomiuri Giants play...
I'm going to call us. We got that one right.
Yep. I give it to you. You know, construction on the stadium began in May 16th, 1985, and it opened on March 17th, 1988.
Who else plays there?
The Velodrome.
Scott Criscolo's loving this episode.
When Scott listens to this in 2029, he is really going to appreciate these homages we're doing.
Yeah, we got some Muay Thai.
Big Egg.
Muay Thai action here.
So this guy was on Suzuki's side? I thought maybe we had developed a theory that everyone from DDT would be against him, but...
I don't know that he's on anyone's side so much as Suzuki has snuck past him.
No, that's fair.
So, Glenn.
Now, these guys are trying to touch him, I guess.
Man, fat Kensuke Sasaki over there on the left.
This guy...
What is happening?
Oh, they're rubbing his nipples. Let me see.
That man has lipstick on.
Steve.
I'm kind of staring at this now with my mouth agape. Which
are we sure we're not on
podcast?
RedTube?
Wow. I'm so glad I'm watching this over the internet with my friends.
I wish I could hear what Suzuki was yelling
at these jerks. And reported it for historical purposes.
If there's no fans in this building, who were those people?
VIPs.
Oh, God.
Just the baseball team.
All of these DDT shows are, like, built on a melange of... is that Lex?
That's our guy. That's Dino. That's, you know, Steve, you guys know him from Chikara. He came in a couple times. His whole deal was like groping his opponents and kissing them on the mouth. Now, wow, this is four guys groping that man. He is.
So
wow,
wow. Can we get a wrestling show without sexual assault one of these days? Maybe.
Like, I just want to say that the Red Tube storyline going through the show is just some fucking A-plus narrative storytelling by us.
Completely unintended.
I think now's a good time to say we recommend that we watch this show.
Yeah, Chad didn't mention anything about the four-on-one crotch rubbing.
You know, usually we apologize to him. I think he needs to apologize to us.
Yeah. This is his long con. This is for all those mispronunciations.
All right, guys. At the Tokyo Dome, who has... What American artist has sold out the Tokyo Dome the most times in concert?
I don't know. Who would rub the most crotches while they were there?
Well, if you think that, you're on the right track.
Michael Jackson!
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, is it Nakamura?
And Tanahashi.
And Tanahashi, the ace.
This is a New Japan Pro Wrestling Invasion.
They're having a 6-star match right in the background here.
Goodness.
Look at this guy. It's a pretty good cosplayer there.
Yeah.
They are just posing right in front of these guys slapping each other. please kick them both. Please.
Yeah, this guy's Nakamura's down pat.
Yeah, and he's just as ugly as him, too.
Yep. Oh, please kick him in the face.
But were we right about Michael Jackson, Steve?
Mariah Carey was number one.
Oh.
And Janet Jackson, number two.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, the Michael Jackson tie-in with Nakamura that comes on.
Right.
So yeah, that was really interesting, Steve.
In a Thriller jacket.
Yeah.
Good selling and bumping by Nakamura here.
He's trying to break his spine. Good lord.
Talk about getting the neck brace on. Jeez. Okada, I don't think, is going to do well here.
This is Tanahashi's doppelganger.
We're going to see the high fly flow. Shit.
These guys have to bump on the cement floor.
It is really something. Now the ref is like watching as if a rule could be broken here.
Guys, would you say to this time in the match, who's taken more offense? Has it been those guys fighting each other or them dishing it out on the ancillary DDT guys?
I mean, well, as soon as you asked that question, we cut to Suzuki sitting in a chair. So I think... Are they in the batting cage?
Oh my god, yeah, someone's actually playing baseball.
They're warming up.
The most out-of-shape baseball pitcher of all time.
Maybe Tom Selleck is in there.
So, wait, are they getting ready for a baseball game? Like, is this whole DDT empty arena show just like a distraction before they let the fans in for the baseball game?
Nagata. It's not really Nagata. No, these guys are, Glenn, I don't want to ruin the illusion for you. They are not baseball players.
Who's this old man? He looks familiar.
They're throwing the ball around.
Is that Tenryu? No. Is that
Tenryu? Suzuki is excited about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
Throwing league balls at him. Suzuki's just mean. Oh, too bad he doesn't have a good arm.
How's Suzuki doing on the Kota Ibushi scale of mean?
I was going to say, we need a Suzuki Ibushi match.
Suzuki's exceeding my expectations in a comedy setting.
He's got pretty decent aim. Maybe he could be a pitcher.
That was easily the least fun part of the match for Takagi so far.
Yeah, I'm just
having to take baseballs thrown 10 feet away on his back.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to find another flight of stairs.
Oh. Interesting color scheme as well.
You ask and you shall receive. There we go.
And where?
It's like their rest hold.
Oh, there's a flight of stairs, but I don't see my guy.
Who's Takagi shouting at?
God.
The ref is holding his
or Godzilla at this point. Something.
I understood that. He said, hold on a second.
Do they have a bigger enemy?
Oh. Look over there. Oh my gosh, it's Janet Jam. She's going to make a man out of them.
No, it's...
This turned into an intergender match.
Oh my god, she was one of the ones in the Chikara King of Trios last year, right? I don't remember her name.
Is it Manami Toyota?
Is it Manami Toyota or Command Bolshoi?
I don't know, but... But we've got a baseball bat, so he's calling a shot, too. Right field. He's going to hit her right into right field.
Oh, she came with a glove that matches.
Oh, that is
just
not
a little bit outside.
I think that's a strike.
Yep, he swung.
The coat might not be the best thing for a pitching technique. I don't know anything about baseball. You can correct me.
You know, I'm going to give her credit for standing on the regular mound at the official distance away and trying to make these pitches that...
I believe those are traditional Japanese baseball uniforms, Glenn.
Okay, fair.
Here comes the guy that I think looks a lot like Tenryu.
That was indeed Tenryu.
Okay. I would recognize him more if he had his shirt off, because he looks like he's melting when you see his chest.
This is Meiko Satomura.
Satomura! Yeah, okay.
You know, I really don't think we should be surprised that a baseball game broke out here.
No. Suzuki should lay down a bunt. There's no way they can throw him out. There's no one at first base. If he lays down a bunt, they can't get him out. Oh, what if it's pitchers out?
No, Suzuki knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. It's that Daryl Strawberry swing right there, waggling the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he should have swung at it off the bounce.
Yeah.
Is he charging the mound? Oh, okay. He's all right.
I thought he was going to kick her right in the chest.
Oh, she did.
I bet you they're
going to
recreate Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura.
Oh, Satomura does not know how to throw.
Oh.
Well, Steve, you try throwing with glowing robes on. Flowing robes, excuse me.
That's what I do.
Glowing, too.
Baseball practice.
And glowing.
Approaching now?
Now I'm worried that
Jesus,
Suzuki's
now she's, oh
right.
God, this
she's just
going to
drill a line drive right off her face.
She's like 8 feet in front of him now.
That's actually
scary. Why?
That's like celebrity opening pitch distance.
Yeah, she whipped it at his head from 7 feet away.
Where are these people?
The fans are charging.
Oh, it's the...
Dean Ambrose is back.
The beer girl's there, too.
Sailor Moon is here.
There's the beer girl.
All our friends. Super Porky Hard Gay.
I'm guessing this is the entire DDT roster at this point.
Yeah.
Tenryu wants to lay down the law.
Maybe he's singing the national anthem again.
I hope so.
This is now a battle royal.
Some guy's just spinning in circles like a ballerina.
This isn't how we did it in my day.
I think at this point I'm going to call DDT the Harlem Shake of professional wrestling.
Now, I'm just learning Japanese, but what I think he's saying is, let's make this one a six-way tag, player.
One-on-one.
Meanwhile.
With Super Porky Hard Gay.
With Undertaker.
Hard Gay.
Oh man, what I wouldn't give to see Undertaker Hard Gay.
I don't know, I'd be gutted. Wait, where did everyone go?
I would drop so many memes.
I would regain some confidence.
Back to a chop fest.
Just as quickly as the roster came in, they left.
Yep.
Suzuki's throwing them now.
Yeah, Stone Colds aren't quite landing, though.
No.
Oh, Suzuki's an all-time striker.
Yeah, why? With a good windup, too.
You know, the follow-through is amazing.
He was being very generous to Takagi there by selling that, by stumbling back.
Oh, yeah.
They need to have a John Cena character come out and give him the five-knuckle ball shuffle at this point.
John Cena Hard Gay?
I'm going to be honest. I'm hoping we get a conclusion to that. They come back out and figure out what's... I didn't see those guys in the scrum.
Puts down in the sleeper. Oh. I guess he busted out of that.
He's running the bases wrong.
Yep, heading to third first.
Nope, not heading to third.
Oh, okay.
He's traveling up the foul line?
Was he Irish whipped?
Oh no!
He's just trying to build
sadly,
momentum.
No.
Oh,
he's gonna bounce off the wall.
The most runniest of running lariats we'll ever see, I think, is coming. They should have got him like the bullpen cart.
I hope Suzuki ducks this.
Oh man.
No, this will be the greatest crisscross in wrestling history.
I hope he just leapfrogs him.
He touched the base. And
well, if you telegraph that one.
The announcer is very excited.
Yes, he is. I love the photographers running alongside for an angle that they don't even use.
Well, that'll be the alternate angle of the DVD release.
I was going to say, that's in the director's commentary. Director's cut, Steve.
I learned from Kevin Kelly.
Gotch-style pile driver on home plate here.
In.
Oh.
It's got to be it.
Oh.
Ouchies.
That is it.
I think, was that our first pinfall of the match?
Yes.
Like the first cover? Yeah.
I think that was the first cover.
Indeed.
If you kids ever want to see how you do a safe pile driver there, those two friends did a pretty safe one.
Yeah.
85 cameras, and they picked the one that shows.
Suzuki with the entire batter's box on his back.
And now he's all tuckered. He's not even the one that ran the whole length of the building.
I know.
Little joke. Wow.
Well, guys, I'm thinking this is the end. I'm trying to scroll ahead. It.
Maybe they're going to get in the river and all reflect for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we have a part three video, correct? Is that another match, or is it just more talking?
I think it's just a couple minutes of, let's see.
I don't know, part three is another 24 minutes, and we've got another
Maybe it's those other angles.
Maybe. Yeah.
A slow-mo replay of the running clothesline. It's 24 minutes long.
Well, Brad, this question, I've been wondering about this. As a verified star rater.
Yes, verified accurate star rater. Please get it correct.
Blue check mark next to your name, wherever, whenever you sign a contract, whenever you sign anything.
Yeah.
What are you giving this match on first watch?
I mean, from what we saw, just based on work, crotch rubbing, and stair walking, I would say, you know, I think I'm comfortable like 3.5, 3. I mean, I would have, you know, maybe some funnier things could have been worked into it, but I mean, there were some surprises, you know, like the 4-on-1 thing. And I would say somewhere in like the mid-3s, but we'll see how this 40-minute post-match goes here. Perhaps there's a challenge.
Sounds like Takagi.
Does he want to
rematch?
Show
his respect to Suzuki.
Well, maybe that was for a belt, and he's cashing in his rematch clause right now.
Is he going to cash in his "I know the general manager" that so many people do for title shots? Who is the general manager of DDT? Who does this?
I think it's Dave Dombrowski. No, I really thought for a while it was those two like young teenage guys. I thought they were kind of like the authority figures of DDT. They're always the ones to start the campground matches and things like that, but they're nowhere to be found tonight.
No, they've run for the hills.
Yeah. After they saw what Kota Ibushi did in that apartment, they got out of Dodge.
You know, a lot of us were scarred for a long time after that, Jordan, and I feel attacked right now.
Where would you guys rank the action here compared to your previous DDT encounters?
Well, there was less rape, at least.
Yeah, it might go above the apartment wrestling for that reason. It might be about on par with the second campground match. I don't think anything is going to surpass the first campground match, just because
it's a hard one.
It was so fresh for us back then. We were so young.
Yes. I mean, and they drove cars at each other and shot fireworks and had Kenny Omegas, so.
And Voltron was there.
Yeah, Voltron.
Yes, Voltron, yeah.
Yeah, by far that was my favorite one. They're really talking right now, guys.
Cool.
Got to cut a promo for that crowd. Send them home happy.
Yeah, true. It's an empty arena match. The guy you're talking to is right over there. You don't really need the microphone.
He looks very emotional here.
Yeah.
Suzuki is clapping for his friend.
Yeah, the whole roster came out for this one, remember? Like, the locker room emptied.
Is he retiring? Does he figure now he's done everything that you can do in a career in wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me pile drive you on home plate. That sounded like another red tube thing. No, wait, it is me.
They're shaking. The cocky bows in deep respect.
Pile drive you on home plate. That's code language that I use when I'm messaging people at work in case my boss walks by.
Oh, my. And they embrace.
That's Takagi's lifelong dream of wrestling in an empty Tokyo Dome.
Yeah. All his life, he's wanted to see a kickboxer in a hallway and a fat guy get thrown downstairs.
And Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah. He'd get his spine broken.
RuTube and RedTube have some pretty lousy, Oh! Whoa! Swerve! Have you gone to part three?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Minations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we offer those to you on three great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the original Place to Be podcast, as well as Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, as well as the Our Vantage Point podcast and Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver quick-hit pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Psychology is Dead, Puro Potpourri, Stacy and Elliot's Bogus Journey, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Letters from Center Stage, Space City, an NWA Classics On Demand adventure, Through the Years, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, and much more. And on our popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, Go Home in a Box, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, Geek and Sassy, and Imaginary Stories podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to all of our feeds on iTunes, and while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others available on PlayStationNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlayStationNation.com/Amazon when shopping online, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keats Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlayStationNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
We are back with an unprecedented third part of Mission Indie Possible. This is Steve Willey along with my compatriots, Glenn Butler, Brad Woodling, Jordan Duncan, and we're going to take a couple minutes to do some plugs. And I know since we have the managing editor of Place to Be Nation here, Brad, what do you got going on for us these days?
Well, when this does come up, PlaceToBeNation.com, we have recently, after I was reflecting back on when the last time I had done a podcast was, but I did remember the last time I was on Skype, and it was a late night meeting, an executive meeting with Glenn Butler, who saved Place to Be Nation. That's a story for another day. And we have very nice Discus comments. Perhaps you've heard it's very easy to use. You could use your Facebook or Twitter, whatever you want. And, you know, please share your comments. Tell us what jokes missed. Please let us know if our write-up was not accurate or did not reflect the tone of the show and us taking it seriously. But we do have comments, so, and we have a daily thread. We run them daily. And so, and sometimes we do live watches and whatnot too. And we certainly, we want to get back to, you know, when things spread apart, you know, what do you do? You know, good companies, good places, they kind of reel back in and they focus on what they do really well. And ours is audio, and ours is the community that we built over the last 4 years. And so we have been having some really good comment streams in there. You can talk about whatever you want, and it's brought out some faces we haven't heard from in a while. Maybe they only listen, and now they have an outlet to really directly interact with us outside of social media. Because Twitter, it sucks sometimes. A lot of times it sucks, especially nowadays. So, but that is what my plug is for. And also, you can still find all your old favorite shows, you know, subscribe on our feeds. And we have, Between the Sheets is still posted weekly. It's very popular. They're going to be doing a live recording at the upcoming SCI tournament and at the Best Western there. If that kind of thing floats your boat, look for that in a couple weeks. And, or maybe it's already been out. Who knows? But, Jordan, what else, what would you like to put over?
So, the big project for the summer into the fall is the 100 greatest WWE wrestlers of all time. And they have the NJPW ranking system. And I just want to pose a question to you guys. A lot of people discuss the newer guys who've only been around for, a year or 2 years. Can Shinsuke Nakamura's performance in tonight's match be included when weighing in on ranking him?
How do we rank cosplayers in other matches? Do we include their? That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps, when we're talking about him as in terms of selling, because I think he may have been legitimately paralyzed tonight.
That is an intriguing question. He certainly had the charisma, so I would give him a lot of a high score on nuance.
Yes, he did not jump up after that kick to the chest.
And some people would say perhaps this Shinsuke was a better worker than the one you sometimes see on WWE television.
True,
that would be harsh.
I don't necessarily always subscribe to that. I think there can be a little bit of a flock mentality when some of these guys can be dogged for, not wanting to get dropped on their head, 18 times a night every night of the year for your
against
enjoyment on a streaming network you pay $10 a month for, as I make the jerking off motion with my hand. But anyway.
Are we back on RedTube?
Glenn, what would you like to? Thank you for plugging the greatest WWE wrestler ever. You'll see a lot of pod blasts, and that's a capital P, capital B, and that's trademark pending. Please use that as you spell it, one word. You'll see a lot of those about the greatest wrestlers ever, and you know, your normal guys will be in there. We've got Mr. Perfect, Ric Flair, Matt Hardy, the British Bulldog, and also we have one coming out on Pete Dunne, who is having an exceptional 2017 and would be somebody that you wouldn't think. But Timothy and a guest are going to make a small pod blaster, usually around 15 to 30 minutes, small case for Pete, and if you should include him in your list or maybe your short list.
I heard
Glenn. Yes.
I heard the Between the Sheets live show is actually going to be a pod blast, so just 3.5 hours for them.
Oh, yes. They're cutting things down considerably.
Yes.
Before they all fight each other in the parking lot. As wrestling Twitter eats itself for our enjoyment, hopefully on Twitch where we can send donate to our favorite personalities as they kill each other. Although our friend Pete will be there, Pete Schirmacher. Mm-hmm. He will be there, as well as, you know, we talked about, you know, Chris and Bix will be there. Chad Campbell and his wife will not be there this year. They did attend last year. They will not be there this year. And I think Devin, who you hear on the reaction shows, he will be there also. He's an avid WWE watcher and is a great asset for us. So, Glenn, I have hijacked this in true Brad fashion. Please plug something and move us back to part three here.
Well, I have a few things to plug here. First off, with the announcement of the live taping of Between the Sheets at the Best Western, I believe you said, I would like to announce that later this year, I will be taping a podcast episode live at the Hampton Inn in Emporia, Virginia. Contact me for details.
That is what we call a callback in the business, folks. Please look up placetobenation.com for Glenn's ongoing fan fiction from 2014.
That's what we in the business call a callback, and I'll tell you, because you're my friends, that's what we in the business call a teaser. Speaking of the greatest WWE wrestler ever project, I am also on several episodes of For Your Consideration, the return of our friend Will to the podcasting world. I was on the first episode about candidates from the 2000s to around 2012. I was also on episode, I believe it was number 5, about a lot of the women nominated in the project, which is an episode that I'm glad to see a lot of people enjoying and reconsidering some nominees that maybe they hadn't before. So please check that out. That also had Stacy from Stacy and Someone's Bogus Journey. Brad, help me.
Elliot's Bogus Journey.
Elliot.
And both fantastic voices. I really like having them a part of Place to Be Nation. They really, that show is like the ultimate that just is so much what our kind of message is, right? Is that nobody out there in any site has put together that much work on, you know, your Molly Holly. And this is, you know, and it was a great show. Glenn, you did a great job. Stacy is fantastic. What a great, you know, great team and resource there. It was a great dynamic and something that we were certainly really proud of. And Elliot, who's on the Bogus Journey, I've got a piece waiting for him where he made like a 3,000 word case for ranking Sasha Banks above Bret Hart. So come on, trolls. Controversy creates cash. Click away.
I might legit do that, but I'm a known Hart hater.
He wrote it. It's fantastic. We are going to work it up. We have to pace ourselves.
Awesome. Can't wait. Can't wait. Just like Bart Scott. Aside from that, I am, of course, also the Wednesday Walker around the web that is posted 9 a.m. sharp every Wednesday at placetobenation.com and is a link roundup of things that I find interesting or informative in some way or funny or amusing or just things that I want to share. So please check that out. Like Brad said, we have comment sections now, which I was a little trepidatious about with the Wednesday walk, but it's turning out okay so far. So please check out all of that. Steve, what would you like us to do other than to resume watching this show?
I'd like you to just be nice to each other, which you obviously do here, and just at home be nice to each other. And to clarify about our feedback, which Brad, you alluded to.
Yes.
You know, we here at Mission Indie Possible are here to have fun. We all have rough lives. We all have good lives. And we need to blow off some steam. So we are going to, our show is a little bit goofy at times and nothing that you would see in the write-up could be considered, how should I say this, Jordan, serious? I think it is serious.
Or accurate.
Yeah. Or accurate. There are plenty. We've just described about 5 or 6 of the podcasts you can find here. There are literally hundreds of wrestling podcasts that will break down your Raw for you, that will break down the 1994 editions of WCW Worldwide. But we just like to bring a little frivolity. And just it reminds us, the whole point of the live watches is to remind us of the days where we would sit around in a group and watch wrestling and just have fun. And that's what we like to do here. And of course, if you didn't know that already, why are you listening, for crying out loud?
Yeah.
I will say that we do appreciate hearing from people, and I like that people take the time, you know, that that's always the next step is to send something in. And it certainly wasn't bad feedback against it, just maybe possibly misled into what the purpose of it was. And then Jordan started going on, and this person, I was obviously like, what the hell am I listening to? Which is normal. It's a normal reaction, guys. Everybody goes through it. So,
Yes.
The whole point of live watches throughout our history is to be absurd. And so if you're with us, come along for the ride.
You're either with us or you're against us.
I'm surprised people read the write-ups for episodes. I'm not one who is known to do that. I usually just download and play and give it a few minutes. And if it piques my interest, I'll keep it going. If not, I'm out of there.
Oh, some people listen.
I've got
on
more
the site,
important things to do,
you know, watch too, or maybe routine. Watch along. So,
true.
And let's get back to watching along, because we are at a part three. We have no idea why there is a part three, seeing that the match they advertised is over, but there's still 24 minutes left. So this could be a really quick wrap up to the show, or another 20 minutes. We will find out shortly.
I've got a fun little game before we all play. Let's predict what part three is going to be. I think it's going to be a best of three falls match all of a sudden.
I
was thinking it was going to, like, all of a sudden be like we thought it was going to be in the second video, like some sort of Royal Rumble battle royal with fake ropes.
Okay. Glenn?
I predict that all of our favorite characters from previously in this match will return and have more adventures of their own.
I hope so. And Brad?
Yeah, I'm going to say maybe we get the hopefully we don't get 20 more minutes of people talking to each other and pointing at each other, and we do get some type of resolution here, and you know, and maybe we do get that battle royal. And I really want to see what happens to Dino and his gang that had assaulted the other guy. I want to see, you know, I want to find out what happens to these guys.
All right, guys, well let's get going back, because we have a seriously sweaty and dirty and muddy Takagi on the still right now. And let's count us back in 3, 2, 1.
Right away, he is definitely still cold hard gay.
Oh, was that big emotional speech a swerve?
He said, "Origami, I disrespect you, Suzuki."
Oh, no.
They should be ringing the bell like 30,000 times at this point.
Right?
This is when the rest of the roster should come out to break it up. Except it's just, you know, a promo again.
Suzuki's back to his feet. He's pointing to the big screen out in center field. Oh.
He's pointing at the... Oh, what just popped up?
Oh, there's a video.
Oh, my gosh, there's an island.
All right.
This is for timeshares.
Yeah, is he asking for a return match at an island?
Come island wrestling? Desert island Jamaica match? And beat people up.
Will Kofi Kingston be there?
Well, we've always asked what match you would take to a desert island with you.
That's it.
Yep. Here it is.
They're actually having a desert island match.
You know, I would not be surprised if our next live watch is DDT Desert Island Wrestling.
Suzuki kind of storms off. I don't know if he accepted.
Well, he's got to. He's not a wuss, right?
Right. I mean, I watched the TV show Arrow. Maybe that's where Suzuki, like, learned his craft, that island.
Takagi's
got a lot to say.
There's a 7-Eleven ad, I see. That's the bottom line.
He's putting over DDT Wrestling.
That's not very Stone Cold.
No.
Guys, can we reflect on Tenryu showing up in this match? This is,
And the best part is he... Oh!
Oh, double
spear. Oh, and here's everybody. Oh, boy.
Here we go. Tanahashi's back.
Kickboxer's here.
Yep. The pitcher that Tenryu was coaching.
Beer girl. Really weak. Weak strikes from her. She's just been awful. Awful.
That's the part I was going to say is that the most surprising thing about Tenryu showing up is he was just watching the pitcher pitch. He wasn't there for the wrestling match.
Mako Satomura's back.
Yep. Oh, they're blindfolding the Apollo Creed dude.
This is the after party.
Oh, there's a whole other wrestler there, and all of a sudden...
Aja Kong is back.
This is already the best of the three parts in terms of action, I think.
Well, for sheer volume of action, I suppose it would have to be.
Cameramen have no idea where to go.
This is a rather avant-garde way of shooting wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, we fade to our...
We are out.
Okay. I'm not sure why that's 23 minutes long.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is the still lasts the rest of the video.
Man, we could have done our plugs over this.
Yeah, we sure could have.
A lot of people are going to click off when we said there's 24 more minutes of this match.
Oh, gosh.
There were not. To be fair, I think our friend Chad said that the third part was only 5 minutes. He was right.
Well, yeah. It was just the length of the video confused and frightened me.
Well, let's see here. Around. Nope, that's it.
Yep. I'm fast-forwarded throughout, and it's a...
Jordan and Glenn, I'm gonna bring this to you, since we've done... Well, you mentioned this before, which was our favorites, but can you guys rank the four DDT shows we've done? So Campfire 1 with Omega and Generico.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Ibushi. Omega and Ibushi.
Omega and Ibushi. Generico was in the second one.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So Omega Ibushi, number one. Omega Generico was number two. Mm-hmm. Then Apartment Wrestling. Then Tokyo Dome.
Oh, you're putting this on the bottom then, huh?
He's just.
No, those were just the.
Oh, that's chronological order. Oh, excuse me.
I think my one and my four are pretty easy. I think the first one we watched is my number one with Ibushi and Omega. And I think the worst one was The Apartment. So it's just a question of if tonight was better than the second campground for me. I don't think so. I think I like the two campground matches the best.
I think I would probably have to agree. The Apartment match had some fun spots, but... there were parts that really weren't fun. I think that probably has to go on the bottom. And even though, if I recall correctly, the second campground match wasn't quite as good as the first, I think I would still have to put it over the street wrestling. I didn't see a lot of streets, but it's a street fight, I guess. So, fine. That's the ranking I'd go with anyway.
Yeah, I would go Campfire 1, Campfire 2, and then it's and I think I would have to go back and watch I'm not going to go do that to myself and watch The Apartment Wrestling again. I think that I'll have to, man, I'm going to go Apartment Wrestling 3 and then this one 4. And maybe it's just cuz there was a serious lack of action in this one. I thought there was a lot of walking. Whereas at least there was more action, but then on the flip side, that there was a lot of really bizarre stuff. I think what I remember most about The Apartment Wrestling that was normal was kind of the end two rooms, where there actually started to be wrestling happening.
Yeah, but it was like the Ascension.
Yeah, it was the Ascension, and there was like ketchup and mustard involved.
Yeah. All right,
I'll stick with you. 1-2 street. Wrestling and Apartment Wrestling. Well, before we wrap, we are hoping to do these on a more regular basis. We actually have a plan going forward. And Brad, we have talked about this for a long time, but our next episode is not going to be a live watch. It is going to be a look at the years 2014 to 2016 of one AJ Styles. So we're planning on every couple months, maybe grabbing a couple months of his matches from Ring of Honor, New Japan, and just random indies around the world, and just looking at to see it how he advanced from where he was at TNA at the end to when he debuted in the Royal Rumble in 2016. It's already a year and a half ago, if you can believe that. So Brad has said that he would hopefully join me on that. And of course, Jordan and Glenn, you are welcome as well. And we have a couple live watches already set up in between those shows. So have at least six that I have planned in the books. So guys, any parting thoughts? Glenn, you're usually one to look for when we need to wrap things up. Anything that you needed to say, get off your chest?
You know, I think fiction can be a very powerful way to release pent-up emotion through acts of catharsis. And so I try to find those moments, whether they're moments of catharsis, moments of grace, moments of transcendence, in various works of art and works of literature and all sorts of artistic endeavors that I am able to take part in. And sometimes in wrestling, that gets a little complicated. But I think that sometimes those moments come in transcendental simplicity. And so I think that what will stick with me from this match will be Super Porky Hard Gay and his destiny, his destiny to be continually kicked downstairs. You know, it's his lot in life. It's not a lot, but it's his life. Brad?
I can't beat that. So that's a great way
please
to go
clap.
Out. Please clap. As he sat and pondered the two, you know, stairways that he rolled down, and these are cement stairways, you know, that he had done already there in life before Suzuki came by and kicked him again one last time. You know, maybe there's some allegories out there that we can draw to, but very well said, Glenn. Thank you.
Well, I think if I could read into his mind a little bit, I think as he sat there pondering, saying, "Why must I fall down these stairs?" he eventually got to a point where he had to say, "But if not me, then who?" And that's what we all must ask ourselves sometimes.
Very true. Very true.
And if not for us, there would be no you, because there would be no listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm.
It and if so you made true. It this far, we're very grateful. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed watching along. Always a good laugh.
Indeed. And Brad, thank you for coming back on. Jordan and Glenn, as always. And keep in mind one thing. If you're going to travel for a live podcast, you got to step up your game, guys. No Best Westerns. We're going straight Hilton for me. For Jordan, Glenn, Brad, I'm the high roller, Steve Willey. Thank you very much for another episode of Mission Indie Possible.
Oh, good Lord, I can't wait for the description for this one.
I might just actually write it move for move what happens.
Walk.
Kick.
Roll downstairs.
This is how Pantera came up with the song Walk.
Yes, note every move that Suzuki did and post it like that dude who did the list of moves that Roman Reigns did in the match.
Stupid man punch.
Yeah. Stupid man punch to Blandy Borton.
Oh my god.
All right.
That's a good reminder that I need to put SCI on my mute list for this coming week. We're keeping that in. I'm going to put that at the end. You listen to this all the way through, you are my friend. But I am going to mute that.